Dudes, guys, what is up? Welcome back to BroCast. I took a long break. It's been a long process to get back here. In case you're wondering, I have started a new position at my job. I have been going hardcore in streams because the new position, and I've been feeling great. I've been feeling fan-freaking-tastic. I'm finally back to where I want to be with my stuff, with my whole process of streaming and creation, because recently I've been trying to fight, like, trying to stream, trying to spend time with wife, and just trying to relax in general, but I finally found a balance, which I've been always saying for a long time, like, you gotta try to find a balance. Trying to find that balance is a key thing. But, guys, good to see you. Welcome to the show. We start every day, every show, with what the hell have I been playing? Guys, I've been playing, well, let's start with the game that I've been running for about 150 hours so far. Idle Wizard, another one of those clear games you just leave on your computer and hat run and watch numbers go up, which is alright. I like that so far. I can definitely see myself screwing with that for a little bit. Also, I've been playing Beyond the Veil. We tried it out on Tuesday. Or was that Wednesday? I think it was Wednesday. Yeah, it's Wednesday. And it's alright. It's okay. It's not the greatest game. It's definitely someone's first attempt. And, yeah, it's alright. I mean, my biggest problem with the game is just, it just feels pretty much, you repeat the same process over and over again. Doesn't feel like it's stronger. But I did like the fact that for what this guy did, it's not bad. Like, I will definitely, like, put something on the list, like, yeah, if you're bored, give it a try. About a good hour of, like, gameplay before I get bored. But it's alright. I also am playing Survive Mars. You guys haven't heard this game, you guys maybe should have, where you terraform Mars, you bring people, you have them do your bidding, I guess. I'm not quite sure. But, yeah, I'm enjoying that. A lot of games I've been playing in the past, too. I'm playing WeCraft. WeCraft Inc., my bad, sorry. Which, I wish that game was a little more, had a little more gameplay to it besides, like, oh, you grow weed and you try to sell it off and avoid the police. I mean, once after a while, you get kind of a lot of money. It's like, yeah, I'm bored now. I'm bored. Which, yeah. But the Vol made it, so, you know, we had to get a little love. Also, I'm playing a lot of Last Epoch again. I've been hopping back to game Epoch. I forgot to say the name. But I've been playing the hell of that game. Enjoying that. I'm working on a good, like, fire mage build, and it is pretty deadly. It is the deadliest thing I can think about. It's like, oh my god, I'm doing so much damage. And yeah, a lot of Minecraft recently. A lot of Minecraft. Don't know why I'm back in that game. I think that game is fun a bun. We started around with a few of our friends. Shout out to those guys, they know who they are. Yeah, it's a lot of work. We're trying to get to the end now, and it's a lot more grinding. So, let's actually, start this week's show off with, a few topics. I think the big one is, talking about Starbreeze Studios. You guys have heard this, Starbreeze to, it needs to find funds. So, what happened was, a lot of things happened to this company. That apparently, they're gonna be shut down at the end of the year if they can't find funds. If they can't find it. And just a little brief overview of Starbreeze, let's pull it up here. So Starbreeze is a Swedish video game developer and publisher out of Stockholm, Sweden. They're founded in 2002. A lot of notable games they created was The Chronicles of Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay. Not bad, sorry. A lot of words there. Payday 2 and A Bird's Tale 2 Sons. So yes, you have that guy out of Sprunch. Fuck the Oscars, man! This is better than the Oscars! Right now, their net income is, well, they're in the negatives. They're in the negatives so hard. Like, we're talking like 1 million... 50 million in the hole, which that's kind of big amount to turn under. So right now, let's kind of look at the games that they released recently, and the one that definitely is the one I think did it was, of course, Overkill's The Walking Dead. They developed this game, they didn't publish it, they developed the game, and it has not been selling. It has very much been canceled on Xbox, canceled on PS4. So the problem was they put an investment in this game with Overkill, they just haven't done that much. It's been, well, it's just been, it's been very, very. But let's kind of see, like, what's also going on, too. I'm looking at their big list here, and of course, you know, the Payday 2, that's the biggest game they have right now, which, it's fun. I like that once in a while. It's definitely a fun game. They haven't really, like, put that much out. Like, I'm looking at their whole list. Of course, they had a bunch of releases back in the 2000s. They had Outforce, which I haven't heard about. Enclave, once again, the old, like, that, but these are all publishers too. They developed The Darkness. They developed Chronicle Riddick, which is an old like Xbox game, which is fun back in the day. And also the one that came on 360 a while ago. Let me see, they did Syndicate, which I didn't play Syndicate. I don't think I did. Let's see what else they did. And the games they did publish, of course, they published Dead by Daylight, which still has a following. Still has a big following after being released in 2016. Trying to look what else they did, and I'm not seeing that much. The one game they are working on, which is a big reason why I'm talking about this, is Psychonauts 2. Now, those that know, I love the first one. I thought the first one was amazing. It was fantastic, incredible. Now, what this could mean is we could end our THQ situation, where all their assets would be sold off to other companies. Which, yeah, we know it's going to come. We just hope that they can pull it around or they can release the thing in time. Because if they can make money in, Starbreeze will be fine. But right now, as we see it, Starbreeze has taken a big hit of Overkill. And they're suffering. They're going down. I mean, I think Overkill is way too hyped up. And then we just got very, very lackluster like gameplay. We got everything was boring. You couldn't really shoot. You had to be quiet as hell. And everything didn't make noise. And summon zombies. So you spent the whole time just clicking zombies. The raids were boring. But let's hope for the best for Starbreeze, guys. Hopefully they can pull their heads out of their ass and get some motherfucking money. Sorry about that, guys. So anyway, let's go on to the next story, which of course, even though Sony's not going to be at E3, they sold the show without doing a damn fucking thing. They just released the Final Fantasy VII trailer. Oh my god, have you seen this? This is pretty tasty. This is pretty tasty looking. They dropped this on May 9th with a look at Monster Hunter Iceborne. And actually, I'm really liking the way this trailer looks. It reminds me a lot of Final Fantasy 15. We do see like Cloud and the whole gang like do their stuff, and voice acting is pretty solid so far, I can tell. Right now, we're just waiting on a release date. I think we're waiting on a release date, which hopefully will be soon, because I know we've been like waiting for this for the last like 4 years. It was announced at E3 2015 during a Sony press conference. They switched developers, and we heard nothing from Square Enix for the longest time. One of the developers pretty much said, the most plans that have already been in place and is running up to launch, please bear with us a little longer until we release more information next month. So we're probably going to see something at the Square Enix press conference at E3, which is going to be on, I believe that's Monday takeover for Sony. So hopefully it'll be something good. We'll probably cover it live on stream. That'd be kind of sweet to look at. I'm kind of excited to see that. And I think the last thing we can cover here is, hey, you know EA Access? You know that one thing that EA Access was doing for Xbox and for Origin? Yeah, well, they're doing it for PS4. Finally. After fuck knows how long. How freaking long this was. Yep, 2014 is when we launched for Xbox One. And it's been to Origin Access and Origin Premium. So we waited 5 years for PS4 to get this. And once again, EA Access will offer the same service as the Xbox got, you know, with 50 games in the vault, as well as you get to play like 10 hours of the latest game that came out, like Anthem. There we are. I can't think of the words now. It's like, oh man, what was that game that came out, that wonderful game? Oh yeah, Anthem. I forgot. Yeah, I mean, that's something that should have been done a long time ago. I don't know why we waited so long. I don't know why PS4 had to wait until like the last like couple of years or something like that to actually get. But, good on them. Good on freaking them. So another thing I want to talk about was, I had a discussion with Jane Cambrams, good friend of mine. Amazing artist, does a few of my emotes, does like my Discord picture. So let's discuss what we discussed about. We're talking about Beyond the Veil. This is why this is important. And we came to terms there's two forms of indies now. Now, bear with me. So let's say we got Beyond the Veil, which is created by, I believe, one guy, I believe. Let's make sure we get this right. I believe it's one guy. Incubator Creations, okay. And they only created one game so far. Even the developer said this stuff, you know, I learned so much from creating this one game, what not to do. Which, you know, it's a lot of things. So that's like your basic tier indie stuff. We know a lot of indie developers too. We know good old Ben Burns, who made Color Jumper, which you guys know I fucking love and hate at the same time. I I would recommend a game for someone that wants to suffer. And I played a lot of that game. I got pretty far. I got like almost to the second boss. I think the third boss, yeah. And that's pretty fun. So let's get back to the whole thing. So there's two forms of indie people. We're gonna make indie games. We got your small teams. You got your small little teams. Like Beyond the Veil, you got Color Jumper, and you got Undertale. You know, like those guys like made the games by themselves for many years and just like worked on it by themselves. No help, no nothing. Then you got these bigger companies. These, let's call them AAA indies. The reason why I'm calling them AAA indies is because they have a little more funding, they have a bigger team, they can crank them out. Look at Tiny Build, look at Evolver, look at, is it Necklace? Oh, I forgot to say the name. Necklace. Same people that did Bind of Isaac, they did, Frick, what are they doing? Yeah, they're doing a lot of, damn, I forgot the name. Epic Mullins, there we are. Epic Mullins games, I was trying to think, who made Bind of Isaac? Oh, Epic Mullins. Derp. Anyway. So they have a little more funding. They have a bigger team. They can knock out patches. A lot more playtesting. A lot more structure. They know, like, how to pop out an indie game. Now, I'm starting to feel that with how indies are rolling, and how indies are coming along, we're not going to see a true indie. We won't. We'll see like these mid-tier, like, let's call them almost close to shovelware kind of games, but not really. I'm trying to figure out what we can call them besides indie AAAs. The indie companies, let's call them indie companies now. These indie companies are definitely going to be knocking out the bigger games, put a lot of work to it. Like, I got a few on my desktop right now. Let's see, Risk of Rain 2, which, is that made by anyone? Let's see. I'm kind of curious. Published by Gearbox Publishing, well, Derp, and Hupo Games, which, of course, they did Risk of Rain. So yeah, okay, so the games are developing, you know, they're getting on developers. Like, look how Stardew Valley was. You know, they got, I forgot his name, god damn, my brain can't think of this. Was it Concentrate Ape? Yeah, so Chucklefish got Concentrate Ape and they worked on it. They banged it out and it's actually a beautiful game. It's actually an amazing game, one of those games I would recommend to anyone that wants to get into indie games. But we're losing like the whole fact of true indies. We're getting these bigger companies, well, not my mid-tier companies, let's call them mid-tiers, there we are. These indie companies that will just like, oh yeah, you got a game? Yeah, we'll help you out, you know. And yeah, there'll be a lot of profit around, and I'm liking that, but it's like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a true indie that came out recently. Like something that's published and developed by the same company. And it's so hard to see that recently. It is, like, WeCraft. Perfect example we can probably use. Developed by Vile Monarch, who did a lot of games for Devolver. Let's go short list here, guys. I'm trying to figure out where they are, because Vile Monarch, okay. Did they do, like, Rain? Let's see, because they did not. Did they really do that? Did they really do that? No? Well, really, I can't find. Steam, get your shit here. Come on, dude. Come on, Steam. Come on. You know what? All else fails. We go here, we grab this, we do a Google search. Hey, we're doing Google today. This part of the stream is sponsored by Google. Google. Find all your fucking answers. Okay, so Vile Monarch. Hard Rock Game Studio, oh my god. So what they made? Oh, sir. Okay. So yeah, so they're pretty much very, very tiny. I think that was also developed by Devolver? Maybe? Yeah? Yeah, okay. So Monarch's minions, aka the whole, like, team. 20 plus minions, aka 20 developers. And that, yeah, that's like a small, like, indie team. This is a small indie team. Even though I would say, like, yeah, WeCraft's not the greatest, it was all right, but made by a small team, then developed by them, so they got the publisher. So, I don't know, are we losing true side indies? Are we just, like, going for motions here? Maybe, but, you know, maybe it'll get better soon. Maybe it'll be more creations. Maybe there'll be someone working on a game right now that just needs that little kind of edge, that little kind of oomph, type of oomph, just to push it out. But we'll wait and see, guys, because hey, we're gonna end the show right here, guys. Thank you so much for the return of Burrcast, episode 7. Guys, time for yourself, but you guys wanna follow me on Twitter, @Tapper, follow me on Instagram, @Tapper, follow the stream. We're live like almost every day now. That's mixer.com/Tapper. Find me on Facebook, it's like a Tapper on there. And is that everywhere I'm at? Our Discord? Yeah, Discord, discord.gg/BurrNation. Yeah, I think that's good. And also make sure you guys do listen to our podcast on Anchor FM, Burrcast. Trying to go about live every Sunday. Every Sunday we're going to post new podcast, hopefully, if I got time. I usually do now, because, hey, it's going to come out just fine. But anyway, guys, take care, enjoy your day, and I'll see you all in the next one. Bye, dudes.